you spend your life trying to be good at everything, you will never be great at anything. Tom Rath. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel of Gym Rat J. Now, I know it's been a little while since I've last posted. Life's been crazy for me, man. I've been moving across the country and I'm trying to get settled over here in New York, Rochester, New York. But things are settling down now. So yeah, let's get right back into Gym Rat J, shall we? Now, if this is your first time tuning in, let me fill you in really quick. So I played college basketball and it was such an amazing experience for me as a person. And I've also been working as a basketball trainer. And that's been very enlightening for me as well. But I created Gym Rat J podcast to reach out to as many players, parents, coaches, just anybody, to offer the knowledge and skills that are needed for both on the court and off the court so that you can be the best player, person that you can be. So with that, let's dive right into it. Now, with me moving across the country, getting things settled for my employment and just things like that, I've had a lot of time to think about just being successful, you know, just being a successful person in general, whether that's in like the business world, the basketball world, whatever I'm really thinking about, frankly. I've had that thought of just like, okay, what is the key to being successful? What do I have to do as an individual to increase my chances of being the person that I'm trying to be, being the athlete I'm trying to be? And one word has been coming to my mind about how I can become that type of person that I'm striving to become. That word is niche, N-I-C-H-E. What is a niche? What is a niche? A niche is the exact opposite of being a jack of all trades. Okay, so if you have a niche in something, then that means you're an expert in that. That means you're the guy to talk to about whatever it is that your niche is. For example, if I need to talk to someone about a medication, right, I need to go talk to a pharmacist because their niche is being experts in medications and such like that, right? And I've thought about that in regards to basketball, right? Because I was reading on Forbes, Forbes.com. For those of you who don't know what Forbes is, it's basically just like the successful people, you know, the richest people on the planet. They give advice, and we learn from that, right? Us middle class people, we learn from their successes, and we just strive to be like that. But on Forbes, it discusses why niches work, and they use the example of many people have like a primary care doctor or a family doctor that they go to for general things, you know, broken leg, whatever, you get it. But if something serious arises, like cancer or something else, they will actually send you to a specialized practitioner, a niche. They'll send you to somebody who knows exactly what they're doing in that field of study. The same thing for restaurants, right? You don't go to restaurants. Well, okay, for example, if I'm going to Texas Roadhouse, what am I going to order? I'm going to order the steak or something with meat, right? I'm not going to go to Texas Roadhouse and ask for something that's vegan, right? That you just don't do that. I mean, if you want to go eat something vegan, you go to a vegan restaurant because that's their niche. So, how does this apply to playing basketball? I am honestly, I think of players like Steph Curry, LeBron James, even guys like DeAndre Jordan, right? Where they all have their niches. They all have their specialized tools that they use all the time that they can rely on no matter what happens in a game or scenario. Like Steph Curry, for example. He's been on fire lately. He has been averaging 30 points a game plus for the past 10, 11 games. That is insane. He's been doing that because he has that niche of, I'm the greatest shooting point guard ever. And it works. And he's not going to change that. Steph Curry's not going to change how he plays and drive to the hole all game and try to dunk it, because that's not his niche, right? That's LeBron's. You know, LeBron has the style of play where it's pretty simple. You know, you drive to the basket, and then you kick it out if the pass is open, or if I can make a layup, I'm going to make the layup or dunk it. That's literally all LeBron does. He does a little spin move towards the basket, or, you know, a little kick out and stuff. It's so simple, but it works for him, and that's his niche. Right, I mentioned DeAndre Jordan. You know, he's not the most offensively prone player, but good grief, he can set a screen almost better than anyone else in the NBA. That's what's made him money, right? That's what's made him valuable to teams like being on the LA Clippers and the Nets and stuff like that. But anyway, long story short, niches are important for athletes and for just people in general, just looking to find that purpose in life, find that key to success. Because I really do believe that if we don't have a niche that we're specialized in, we're not going to find as much value in what we do when we do it. So for those of you out there, you might be in junior high, you might be in high school, wherever you're at in the basketball world, or even just in general, I kind of want you to envision yourself, right? Envision yourself playing, envision yourself trying to be successful, getting to that point, and how you're going to do that, okay? If you're, you know, 6 foot, you're a freshman, you're 6 foot tall, and, you know, you're really good at rebounding and kicking it out and stuff like that, then you should probably specialize in that. You should probably get really good at rebounding, because odds are you're probably not going to be a point guard when you're, you know, 17 years old, 18 years old. The odds are you're probably not going to be. You're probably going to grow a little bit. 6'3", 6'4", that's a good post size for high school players. And you need to specialize in that field of play, of that style of play. Now, I'm not saying you don't learn how to dribble really good. That's not what I'm saying at all. Well, for example, you know, Steph Curry, right? He's the greatest shooting guard ever. At least point guard, sorry. The greatest point guard ever. And he's done that because he shot the ball really, really, really well. But he also drives to the rim. He gets those and one layups. He also is a great passer, a great dribbler. Okay, he has these other things that he can rely on. But that's not his true fallback, if that makes any sense. His true fallback is his shooting ability, and that he can consistently shoot around 40% from three every single game. Every game. So if you're a player and you have that ability to, oh, I have great court vision, freaking make that your specialized ability. You are the guy that's going to find the open man every single time, because that's what's going to make you way more valuable than a jack of all trades type of player. Like when I was in college, when I, you know, after a couple of injuries and stuff, I was finally able to actually play in college. I had a moment of realization that I was not going to be the offensive star that I obviously wanted to be. I'm a good offensive player. But, I mean, there's at least four other guys on the team that were heck of a lot better than me in the offensive scheme of things. Way better than I was. But I always have been good on defense. Not only good, but great on defense. I was the type of player where I could guard all five positions, and I would excel at that. That was my niche in college. That's what gave me the ability to start for a whole season in college, because that was the key to my success as an individual. So I want you guys to remember that. I want you guys to find that key to success that you can always keep in your back pocket, no matter what game, no matter what happens, no matter what. Because having that fallback is super important as an individual, as a player, even as a coach. even as a coach. We'll talk more about coaches in the future, but anyway, that's going to be a wrap up. That's going to wrap it up for today, guys. I don't have too long tonight, but feel free to reach out to me via social media or even just text me if you have my information. But I really want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what your thoughts are, what you've been thinking about, what you've been struggling with even. Feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, till next time, guys.